Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, the one, the only, my work husband, the man who I spend all week with, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
How's your day going so far?
Good. It's been a day. You know, the sun came up, and you just keep on trucking.
That's
no matter
right.
What happens, you get in that truck, you turn the key. And you sing some Carrie Underwood, and you just keep trucking. No, everything's good. Nothing's wrong. I took an aspirin because there's a lot of screaming. Okay, before this, I was watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yep.
It's a lot of ladies screaming "fuck you" at each other. And then I went to lunch with my sister, and she's like, "It's so loud. Can we move outside?" Which, you know, I mean, anybody who knows me knows outside is not my place. Outside was not built for me.
So you don't like eating outdoors? You don't like eating al fresco?
No, I don't like anything outside. Outside's disgusting. It's a horrible place to be. So I went outside with her, and guess who sat next to us? A table of ladies who lunch. It was like a 10-lady birthday party. Wow. That's so it was annoying. Another hour of ladies screaming. Because ladies who lunch for a birthday party can't just pick, "Oh my God, happy birthday, Luann. Happy birthday." It's like, "Oh my God, it's your birthday." Like, we know, okay? We know. Dudes, get your fucking iced tea filled and shut up.
Oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It was fun, actually. I listened to every bit of it. You know I did. I was like, "Bye, ladies." I bitch about it, but I...
I'm like thinking about it now. I'm like, wait a second. Ronnie was probably doing a whole bit for them. He probably became friends with half of them.
I just described my personal heaven in a way. But it's just been a lot of ladies yelling today. But, you know, hey, it got me ready to come talk about ladies yelling.
Yeah, well, I have not had ladies yelling in my life today, except for watching Jersey, which we're about to recap. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm riding a high, a very specific high. It's called a waffle high, as in I had a Belgian waffle for breakfast. And I'm riding that waffle high all through this recap today, Ronnie. I am excited, I'll tell you that much. Like, there really is something special about starting a day with a waffle, I have to say. I don't get to do it often, but it's happening today. Also, before we start the recap... just a reminder that we have lots of amazing Crappens merch available. Just go to crappensmerch.com. It's really cute stuff. I'm actually wearing some of our old merch that we are no longer making anymore. But that's a reminder that our merch comes and it goes. So if you like a design, get it before it's gone. I'm wearing the Warhol, Andy Warhol, Countess Luann thing. Maybe in honor of the Andy Warhol painting that sold.
Warhol. Andy Warhol. Warhol. Not Warhol. I mean, you sound like a porn movie. Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? This is a little aside that I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to be smart this week. I'm going to watch the BBC News. So I turned it on and they're like, "This week, Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe sold, making it the most expensive piece of American art ever sold at auction." And I was like, they had to throw in American art. They're like, that adorable little new country's art.
Well done, Marilyn. I went to a thrift store this weekend. I went to a couple because it was Mother's Day, so I went shopping with my mom to all, not thrift stores, like consignment stores and stuff like that. Fancy thrift stores. Okay, that's what fancy people call thrift stores. And there were like Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn paintings in all these stores, and I was like, were all the gay people just murdered in Texas? Like, what queens left these behind? Because you know that there are queens who were just like, "I've had it," and they left their Marilyn behind, and someone's like left to consign it.
Yeah,
you know, they left Marilyn and Audrey consigned, and they even put them right next to each other in one of the stores. Like, here's the gay section. Okay, sir, that's all for you. The rest is iron couches. Okay.
I'm sorry. We are no longer doing Audrey Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe's. We've moved on to Olivia Rodrigo as our artist of choice.
I'm sorry. I'm too old for that. I'm too old for that flavor of gay. Okay. Even Lady Gaga. I'm like, okay, children.
I wait. One last aside. Dom was watching some sort of video that was like behind the scenes of the Met Gala, and they were talking like these people. It was like Olivia Rodrigo in Glam, and she's like, I have synesthesia. I think it's synesthesia. She's like, yeah, I see things in color. So like the ball, the Met ball, it was like very purple for me. I was like, okay, all right, enough. Olivia.
So this, I see things in color. Wow. Congratulations. You're like a newer kind of a TV.
Feels things, you know?
I feel things in color. Okay.
It was.
Okay.
But she was like, yeah, clearly had just learned about this concept. And then was like,
I'm annoyed with you, lady. What color is that? What color is my annoyance? Color my annoyance, please.
Okay,
well, here we are with the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, we are revved up and ready to go. So we start with Joe Gorga storming off the stage, being like, you know what? I quit. I don't need to do this anymore. I don't want to do this. Okay, I quit. I quit. Goodbye. So he walks off stage.
Yeah. I'm out of here. I don't need to be called no pussy bitch. All right, that's gay. That's gay right there, all right?
And Melissa's like, you know, you're so quick to put him down, Teresa. She goes, I'm not putting him down. I'm not putting him down. I love Teresa. I mean, Teresa's really remarkable. Just her stupidity. She calls her brother a bitch boy and goes, I'm not putting him down. Was that empowerment? Did you write that to him when he graduated high school? I mean, what the hell?
You know what?
And then Joe's going off to the guys now who are standing there in their like ill-fitting suits that they have to wear like twice a year, you know? And he's like, you know what? My sister is not a sister. Okay, listen, you can tell yourself the same thing you told yourself every time you made out in junior high. Okay, your sister is your sister, okay? And if she's being terrible to you, that's called having a family. So buck up, buddy. And so he's like, that's terrible. And Louie's like, your sister? What's going on? What's going on with your sister, huh?
And then Joe's like, you know what? If you listen to this, she wouldn't say that, huh? And if I, you know what? I quit. Fuck this. I quit. I quit this show right now. I quit.
So and then, Louis's like, we can't hear anything back here, all right? It's like no ears, one mouth. All right, that's what it's like back here. And Joe's like, one mouth is all you really need, am I right? There he is! There he is!
Frank is just like running into the vending machine. Delore, where are you? I can't find you. I can't find you. Someone point me towards Delore, huh?
So back on the stage, Teresa's like, I didn't even mean to put him down. And Andy's like, but you did just put him down. You're demeaning him by saying, what are you even doing here? And Teresa does this thing with her mouth. And let me clear all the spit that's been building up. Hold on. Swallow. She does this thing where she just opens her mouth and then it looks like a GIF that you didn't time properly because it just keeps, it doesn't close all the way. It just keeps reopening. Okay, like this.
Like the loop is a little too short.
Like it's pulsing. Yeah, like her jaw just starts like pulsing open and close. And it cracks me up because she does that. It's like her mouth blink. Like when she's blinking too much to even keep blinking so hard that like she's so incredulous that her mouth starts like.
By the way, this is a good time to mention that this is a Crappens on Demand recap. So if you want to see Ronnie reenacting Teresa's gift face, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. This is my failure for not mentioning at the top of the episode.
So Andy is like, please go talk to him, Teresa. And she's like, you know what? I ain't putting him down. He's my baby brother, all right? Like, he's used to me kissing his ass, and now he's upset that I ain't kissing his ass, all right?
And Andy's like, then go kiss his ass, okay?
Yeah.
I have children. Please go kiss his ass some more.
So then Joe Bonino, he comes in and finds Joe Gorga. And he's like, hey, Joey, what happened? And Gorga's like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this nonsense. My sister keeps saying you're getting involved with the women. I don't get involved with the women. I don't want to get involved with anyone. I quit. I'm going to point to a phrase. If this were Instagram, I'd have a phrase above my head that says, when it's time to quit, you quit. Because that's when you know it's got to leave. Because that's what a man does. And I love Taylor Ham.
You know what I say to all those kitties? I ain't going to hang in there, you fucking cat. All right? Use both your paws. Or you're going to fall off that fucking pole you're hanging off of on that poster. All right? And Marge back on stage is like, you can't call husbands bitch boys. Okay? It's inappropriate. It's what it is. It's inappropriate. And Jen's like, listen, if you get on the show just like my husband did, you're going to have to deal with the rat.
Yeah, Margaret's like, you know what? This is going to get a cilantro tooth reaction from me. So then Teresa's like, Joe,
Joe, are you serious? Are you serious? You know what, Tree? I quit. Okay, I don't want to be on the show. You think I give a shit about the show? The only thing that's brought me success and attention over the past 11 years and fueled my Instagram followers and the reason why I can do stand-up in Atlantic City? You think I care about that? No.
And she's like, nah, because he goes, yeah, you know what, Louie? You shouldn't go out there either, because you know what? You say one thing to defend my sister or your wife, you know what? They're going to call you a bitch, all right? And she's like, Joe, that ain't the same, because like, he got to go out there and defend himself from this fucker, Joe Bonino, and his fucking wife talking about my boyfriend all season long, all right? Bling, 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 bling.
And Joe's like, yeah, so why is he doing it? For you, right? So then he's a bitch. Do you understand the bitch logic of the bitch reunion? You know what I'm saying?
And then back on stage, Melissa's like, yeah, I mean, she says bitch, but then Louis's going over there and fighting with Margaret. What's that? And Margaret's like, yeah, he says to me, you don't intimidate me on your best day. What is that exactly? And so then back to Joe and Tree. He's like, Louis, you know, don't defend my sister or your wife because you're a bitch, all right? Just sit the frig right there, which I like that Joe's like curbing the cursing just for that one sentence to
Louis. One moment, sit the frig right there, okay? So Teresa's like,
he mad that I didn't defend him because the whole bitch boy thing,
which is like, I love that Teresa's acting like it's a crazy thing. Like, oh, someone's mad that I didn't defend them. It's like, Teresa, your entire existence on the show is you getting mad at people not defending you, starting with Melissa. So then Louis is like,
he's the only one dealing with the housewife drama.
So then Teresa's like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't want him to do that. I don't want to do it.
And by the way, Joe at this point has now gone to the bathroom. So we hear him yell out from the bathroom, hey, you have a sister on the show and a wife. Excuse me.
Just missed the toilet bowl. Sorry about that.
There he goes. So then back on stage, Jackie's like, Jen, can I just say, you know, you have these soft moments with Teresa, but I wanted a friendship with you. Margaret wanted a friendship with you. We're trying to have a friendship with you, Jennifer, and I just don't want this anymore. Can you just stop acting like this?
And Andy's just like completely over it. He's just lying down on the chair, texting, you know, like finger in his tongue ear. Sticking out of his mouth. Yeah,
literal finger in his ear, just like scratching his ears. Like, well, Jackie's speaking right now, so I don't really care about this part. So she's like, I just want us to move forward. And then he goes, wow. And you think like he's actually saying wow to what Jackie's saying, but it turns out he just heard Teresa yelling. He's like, okay, I'm going to go check out on Teresa. I just like Jennifer, Jackie's like trying to have a bonding moment with Jennifer, and Andy just does not give a shit. If it's not Teresa, he doesn't care.
Yeah. So then back with Teresa, she's like, but he is kind of a bitch, right? Because, like, he doesn't, like, he said, like, he gets involved too much, right?
But, like, you know what? I wish he was more of a bitch, Joe, all right? I want you to tell Margaret to shut the fuck up, okay? Then I wouldn't call you so much a bitch boy, okay? Because let Margaret and Joe Bonino, you know what? Let them talk about Louis. You should slap him upside the head. That's what you should do.
So he's not a bitch boy if he jumps into the mess and goes after Margaret, but he is a bitch boy if he defends himself against Jennifer. That's Teresa's logic.
He's only called a bitch boy if he's being a bitch boy to somebody that you don't like. Or,
yeah.
You know, like, if you're doing what she says, then it's okay. As usual, you know. So Andy comes back, and he's like, what's going on? And Joe's like, what's going on? I quit. That's what's going on. They're, like, doing makeup on his face. It's like getting a manicure. He's like, la, 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 la.
I quit. That's what I said. All right.
Yeah. I don't want to be called a pussy, you bitch. You out here with the ladies, you know. And Andy goes, Teresa,
can I just tell you, we want him here. Okay. Have you ever seen his pecs? All right. This is the one time a year I just get to gaze at him. All right. You all have been living your lives on television, this family for years, and we've come so close to just totally obliterating all your family bonds. Just let us do the final deed, please, Teresa.
So back on stage, Jennifer's like, well, you know what? Like, Teresa isn't that way when we go out. It's just like she's like that in this group because she doesn't want stuff to be brought on the show. And that's that. And Margaret's like, but you know what? It was in the forefront. I mean, it was all over the internet. What are you going to do? What did I invent the internet? And Jen's like, you're absolutely right, Margaret.
Which she would never say with Teresa sitting there.
So Melissa's like, you know what?
They're having a whole scene back there without me, and I gotta go there and make sure I can get my two words in, okay? So she gets up and goes to the backstage.
She's like, wait a minute, people are saying family over and over without me getting to say family and over. Hold on, I'll be right back. Family, family, you don't support family. Family, family. All right, girls, I'm back.
So then backstage, Andy's like,
well, Teresa, for you to say to him that he's in the women's business, she goes, well, I wish he would tell Margaret to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And Joe's like, I don't tell Margaret to shut the fuck up. And you know why? Because Louie, what have I told you? I want you to talk. Are you hiding anything?
No.
All right. So then the first day, that man, you know what he says? He talk about his camp, okay? And I think, okay, Teresa, I know, and that's a triggering word for you, camp. But he has his own different camp. It's a safe camp, okay? Are you embarrassed about that, Louie?
No.
So talk about it, huh?
I know Teresa's being so light on Louie because they've both been to camp. You know, she's just too stupid to differentiate them. So Andy's like, you know, but here's the thing. Like, if Louie came on the show, I mean, this stuff is on the internet. So I would be asking him the same questions that Margaret's asking him. And Teresa's like, but my Margaret is supposed to be my friend. You get it? So, like, friends don't do that. You know what friends do? They tell other friends to go pull that friend's hair because they secretly hate that bitch and want her off the show. All right?
Yeah, exactly. So now Melissa shows up. She's like, guys, what's going on? Like, if Joe doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it. Don't let it piss you off with these little things she says. Come on, let's go, everyone. Family, family, family. Bye.
Yeah. So Teresa's like, but I would never put you down, Joe. And he's already put her down several times. You did. Twice. Tonight. And she's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, listen, he's telling you how he feels. Just listen. And Teresa goes, all right, tell me which part.
He's like, hey, for 11 years, I've been trying to talk to you, and I want to have a relationship with you, okay? And I love you, but you say some nasty things tonight, and we're not even hooking up no more. What's even the point of that, huh?
All right, I'm sorry.
And she gives him a little hug. The end.
And Maddie's like, okay, come back. We're not done with this show yet. And Joe's like, all right, I just don't want to argue no more, all right? I'm having a Tina Turner moment back here. I don't want to fight no more. Hey, Andy, my hand just touched my dick. You want to shake it? Come on. There he is.
So then, meanwhile, so then we go to commercial break. And when we come back, there's like that in the break hijinks. So Dolores is FaceTiming her new boyfriend, Paulie. And he's like shirtless in the FaceTime. And she's like, hey, Paulie, guess who wants to say hello? It's Andy Cohen. So Andy sees him and is like, whoa, hey there. You got no shirt on. What are you doing, dude? He's like, I'm naked. He's like, oh. And Andy like rips the phone away. And he's like in love with Paulie now. Just knowing that Paulie like FaceTimed him naked to the reunion. He's like,
hey, let's go.
And Paulie. Paulie's Irish naked, which is even hotter.
Yeah.
So he's hot and boring, like has nothing to say, which is like so beautiful for Dolores. So then Andy's like, welcome back. Later, Joe Gorga and the rest of the bitch boys will join us. But first, I want to talk about Dolores. From searching for the perfect man to having the perfect house, will anything in her life ever have railings? Do you have railings? That's all really anybody wants to know, Dolores.
So he asks about her mom, and she's doing, you know, the mom's doing well. And then Andy asks about, like, he's like, so where does Frank live these days? Is a chinchilla still throwing its pee at his face? She goes, no, you want to know where Frank is living? With David. Yes, it's true. With David. Everyone's like, what? What the hell, Dolores?
I love that Dolores is always starting an answer with a question. She's like a weird version of self-jeopardying herself. You want to know what Frank is living? With David.
And okay. David's always the answer, by the way.
Yes.
But the house you built with David, David and Frank are now living there as lovers. Does Frank have an income? Does he? Come on!
And she's like, yes, but you know what? He's building a house to rent. He's in between stuff right now. You know, he's in between knees, all right? We've got to let his knees heal up before he goes into more debt.
In between knees. So Dolores is like, you know what? And he's like, well, where are you living? In the townhouse or the regular house? She goes, let me get this. You want to hear about this? I got a call one day saying they sold my townhouse. So now I'm living in my house. And you know who bought my townhouse? David. Yeah. Dave bought my townhouse.
You know what he's going to turn it into? A store. You know what the store's going to sell? Cookies.
Actually, it turns out it was going to be cookies, and then he got into dresses, and you know what's called? David's Bridal. Can't escape him everywhere.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So you've been with Polly. He starts asking her questions about Polly, and then we get into the who is better friends with Dolores fight via Polly. Okay. So he's like, so who's met Polly? And Marge goes, I've met Polly. I love Polly. And Teresa's like, no, I think he's great. Was he different from David?
I never hung out with David.
Oh, you know what? I've hung out with David. I've hung out with both of them, actually. You know, he's, if I had to compare them, I would say that he's definitely more boisterous with David, you know, and I've known them both because I've seen them both. And Teresa's like,
She's like, you know what? He's more demonstrative than David.
What? He's a demon? That's not nice to say. She's not a real friend. She's talking shit already about Polly, huh?
And how does he feel about the unusual relationship with the ex? And Dolores is like, well, you know, he's fine. How does he feel about it? He's fine with it because, you know, he's very close with his ex too, so.
And he goes, have you met his ex? She goes, lovely. Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. Lovely. Lovely woman. She parks her scooter in the living room, so she and David have a lot in common.
Well, the rumor is that David is dating one of Louie's exes.
And Dolores goes, it's true. And Teresa goes,
because it's not really one of his exes. It's like someone he was seeing a couple of months before me.
So one of his exes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, what are we reinventing the language for you now? Okay, you barely know this one. You don't need a third on your plate.
Yeah. And Dolores goes, well, I mean, they were together for 2 months, and then the day that he met you, Teresa, he never called her again. So there he goes. And so, and he's like, okay, so he ghosted a woman for you, and now she's with David. That is wild. So many people in New Jersey. I don't know why you guys keep circling your drains. Wow.
Yeah. So Candy from My Belly Button says, what did you learn from your experience with that aging vampire, David, Dolores? And she's like, listen, I learned a lot. It was 5 years, you know? I mean, it's almost as many years as Teresa took to finish the eighth grade. So it was quite a bit of an education, Andy.
And then we get a montage of everyone basically coming down on Dolores about David, etc. And Dolores goes, you know what? Once I care about someone, it takes a lot for me to walk away from someone. But once I walk away, I'm done. Until I walk back into the kitchen and then into the living room and then back in the kitchen and pick up some dried spaghetti that Frankie spilled everywhere. But then I'm done for the afternoon. Then I'm back. And you know,
I walk to the shelter, to the living room with the shelter dog, back to another shelter to get rid of that dog, to the original shelter to get a different dog. That's how I go, Andy.
So does Polly spend a lot more time with you than David?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we see each other at least once a month. I mean, it's just so much more than before.
What does Polly think about the cameras? All you have to do is look at her Instagram to see how Polly feels about the cameras.
Yeah.
He's like, hey. He's got, like, tweezed eyebrows within an inch of their life, a spray tan, and a constant peace sign, and a pursed lips for the cameras. He loves them. He loves the cameras. He'll fit in just fine here.
Yeah. So then Dolores goes, you know what? Does anyone want to walk in on this and just get destroyed? We all know what we sign up for. And then Teresa finds any way just to go after Margaret. She goes,
yeah, well, does anyone want... She's like, well, it's not always getting destroyed unless other people try to. Other people who got to have dinner, huh? Like that one over there, huh?
I didn't destroy Louis. Nah, you didn't destroy him, but you tried.
No one tried. Okay, no one tried to destroy Louis. It's ridiculous.
All right, back to the riveting conversation. Would he do the show? Yes. Any chance of wedding bells? Are there chances of wedding bells? Who knows? That was two questions. But you know what? Sometimes you got to break your own rules. So next year it might be you with the big rock. Next year, will I have a big rock? Listen, this is a great place to take a break.
Hey, you're reading my card.
Well, get on with it. Seriously. What are you going to ask about my fucking alligator bread next? I mean, we're done here, right? Jesus.
I would have brought some alligator bread here, but guess what? It's at David's. Who would have thought?
So, Teresa, recently Rihanna said Teresa resonates as a mom. I'm going to be a mom just like Teresa is a mom.
Rihanna,
seriously. I mean, okay, it's officially time to check on Riri. Okay, get a hold of your damn self over there, Rihanna. Okay, you've gone too far.
Rihanna, you've like literally never done anything wrong in like the 20 years you've been in pop culture. You've been kind of like amazingly always just like resilient and wonderful. You never had a bomb. You make Fenty. It takes over the world. You've never done anything wrong. And then this is what you give us? You don't even, this is what you get? Your look up to Teresa Giudice? And now I'm talking like Jackie Mason? What's happening? I don't know.
Yeah, Rihanna, rethink. Rethink Rihanna.
Rethink Anna. Okay. Rethink Anna, please. Yeah. Please, Rihanna, because we know obviously she's listening.
So then we get my favorite section. If being a kid in New Jersey is a trial by fire, these kids were all charred and feathered like a bunch of witches in the center of an 1800s town. Can we get a clip of all the children being burned alive? Thanks.
So it's like the, I don't know where that was going, but I was like, what is he talking about? Then we get a kid's clip, and after, I'm an eagle! I just checked out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut my toenails. So yeah. Ben can have fun with this part.
We only need the eagle part. So then there's some questions about like how did Jackie's kids like camp? And then it's like Teresa's triggered all over again.
You judging me. Your kids have been to camps.
No, Teresa, an actual camp for children.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be committing the crimes if they don't know the times. All right.
And then there's this random thing that I didn't even know about until this reunion. It was like, Jennifer, you criticized Margaret for sending her kids away to sleepaway camp. Why do you think giving your kids an awesome experience is a sign of bad parenting? And then we see a headline. The headline says, Jennifer Aiden slams Margaret Joseph's parenting, criticizes Margaret because she put her kids in camp so that she could spend summers in the Hamptons. Like, literally, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Like, why would you ever criticize that? That is genius. Genius. Why do you think sleepaway camps are there? I mean, why yes, is Jennifer's exactly. like, is her world so limited that she doesn't realize that there could be fun outside of Paramus? Like, I feel like if she knew that there were fun places beyond the mall down the hill, she might actually put her kids somewhere so that way she can go to them.
Yes, and also the campus for the parents. Like, the parents need a fucking break, okay? Period. My mom would be like, listen, you don't want to go to fat camp? Well, I want to go to wine club. So you're going to fat camp. Bye. Yeah. Like, that's just it, you know? And I wouldn't say fun. Actually, yeah, I was traumatized. But the point is, for most of the kids, it's built for most kids. Yeah, to go have fun. And it's easy for someone like Jennifer to say,
I'm just a better mother because I like to stay home. I just want to be with my kids.
No, you fucking don't. You've got two nannies on your schedule. So that's, you have nannies, other people have camp, okay? Don't poor shame everybody else, 18 toilets and Paramus.
I know. I think this means that Jennifer has nothing going on in her life because if she sends her kids off to camp, she realizes she just has to sit there with a bunch of gray fern from Z Gallery and like face the emptiness of what's going on in her world. So that's my impromptu theory, but I feel pretty good about it, you know? Sleepaway camp is great. Unless you're being traumatized. So
sleepaway camp, mine was like super religious, so it was like, okay, and you know, arts and crafts, and then prayer hour. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, you know. And then I had fat camp for Jesus, and I had sex camp for Jesus. Like, I learned about dick at Jesus camp. You know what I mean? Like, there was just things that just crossed at camp that it was traumatizing for me, but other camps sounded fun. Because trust me, I would ask everybody about other camps. I'm like, so were there any other camps? And they're like, in hell. Yeah. In hell there are.
I went to a performing arts camp in the Adirondacks, so it was definitely not very Jesus-y at all.
Oh,
it was
fuck off. All right. Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't a performing arts camp the first year, but the second year they rebranded to that. But I remember like it was literally like it was like such a camp that in retrospect it's like, of course I went to this camp. Like, I remember there was like one of like the drama counselors was best friends with an opera singer named Carol Vanesse, and she would come up on the weekends and like practice opera, and I would sit there and listen to her singing opera. Of course I would do that. Like, of course this is my summer experience, but it was great. You know, it shaped my games.
Yeah. God, I wish that was my summer. Anyway, camp, right? So, Margaret's like, you know, but because
something about, oh, Andy goes to Margaret. He's like, so, Margaret, you have stepkids, and they still hate your guts? What's that about? And she's like, you know what? We have, between us, we've got 6 children, and only one of them hates me currently. So, and you know what? She really is on Team Big Whale. So, you know, what can I say? And Jen's like, well, you know, kids are resilient. They can go to therapy. And she's like, you know what? You were in shock when you were crying. Okay, we were all in shock. And I was just trying to comfort you. That's all. I was just trying to say kids are resilient. Okay? Like, what do you want?
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? It just didn't land well. Okay? It just didn't land well. Okay? I'm sorry. So then...
Like whales, actually.
Yeah.
Come to think of it. I'm really still traumatized by that fucking whale lawsuit. Okay? I'm never going to let it go.
I literally cannot even eat red vines after what Vineyard Vines did to me. Okay? It's a lot. Not even Twizzlers. Not even a cousin. Not even a competitor. Okay? So so then we learn about... start talking about Gia, because Teresa went with Gia to her 22nd birthday on a yacht in Miami or something like that, or the Bahamas. And then Andy starts asking about Gia being concerned about Louis. And so Teresa's like, well, you know, like, she was concerned because, like, it was the first guy I was with after Joe. So she just, like, wanted to make sure everything was okay. And Andy's like, so it wasn't the stuff that was on the internet already? She goes, no, not none of that. She goes, because she said on the show it was the stuff on the internet, Teresa. And they show Gia being like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet that I'm a little concerned about, Ma.
She's like, no, it's because it's the first guy since Joe, right? And she's like, yeah, but the only reason it was even out there in the first place is because Margaret put it out there.
Everything. It's like, hey, Teresa, we're on break right now. Do you want a Snapple?
I don't know, because you know what? Last time I heard, she went after Wendy the Snapple lady. That was Margaret who ruined it.
It's like, well, like, how did this become the Snapple question turn into Margaret?
Yeah, and he's like, the stuff was out before the TV show even started shooting, Teresa. And she's like, but nobody knew about it, Andy, all right?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they did. Like,
yes, they did.
So Jen's like, well, the exes are the ones putting it out there because they're bitter. And they're like, oh, my God, these exes just really want to bury this guy. Also, we didn't mention earlier that when they asked Dolores if David was really dating one of Louis's exes, that Melissa and Jen were like, oh, yeah, but it's not one of the crazy ones.
Yeah, it's not those crazy, thirsty exes.
The show really, really gets classy, doesn't it? My God.
I know. If you have, like, 8 crazy exes, I feel like at a certain point, it's like, maybe they're not the crazy ones.
So yeah.
Teresa's like, basically,
so it goes, yeah, like, the exes, why do they hate this guy so much, right? And so she's like,
because he's dating Teresa Judice, all right?
And she stands up and starts twirling around in this dress that she can't even fucking walk in. Mm-hmm. And she's like twirling around and she's going,
mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, right?
You know that that's the evil queen who says that line, yeah. Right? What are you quoting?
And you also made yourself the wall.
Quiet down over there, Blow White. Blow okay? White. Okay? Nobody's buying it.
So,
it's just Jen back in the mirror like, you are, baby. You are.
So Margaret's like, wow, wow, wow. And then Teresa's like, well, maybe if you were dating maybe Margaret Joseph, this wouldn't be happening. I don't know. And then even Jen's like, okay, all right, Teresa, calm down, baby, calm down. And Margaret's like, you know what? You are so pompous. It's so, so pompous. And Andy just like looks down on his notes and he's like, wow, this is more exhausting than normal. Oh, my God.
You know what I really like watching lately? There's something called passenger shaming on yeah. Instagram. And it's just about terrible people on planes. You know those videos you see on the internet of people just being awful and they're getting dragged off the plane? And they just won't listen to reason. And they're just yelling at everybody on the plane. Like, fuck you! You know? That's Teresa. Teresa, it's like 13 years of passengers. That's what Teresa is. 13 years of COVID plane behavior. You know? Yeah. It just never fucking stops with her.
Yeah, that's a very good... That's an apt comparison.
Someone so now we're going to the anorexia segment, which I'm only calling it that to make this point. the commercials. And he's like, right after these messages, we'll be talking about anorexia. And it goes right to Britney doing her Nutrisystem commercial, straight into a lap band commercial. I was like, guys, like, can we at least plan our messaging a little bit better than this? I mean, Jesus Christ. We're going from anorexia to lap band, where you can literally only eat a spoonful of food. I'm not saying a lap band is anorexia. I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to trigger me about eating disorders, maybe place those in a different place.
Yeah. Okay?
Is there no Trolls movie coming out?
No, the Trolls are, they're having their own issues right now. So, and I don't know what that even meant. I like to think that trolls are like...
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to Google trolls, you know,
controversy.
Like...
No, just imagine trolls just like reeling from the repercussions of fame. Like, I got my own eating disorders now. So, so now we have Jackie talking about her eating disorder, her struggles and her recovery. It's a really interesting segment, I actually thought. It was very sad. Very sad, but hopeful too, because she's on the up and up. She just talks about, like, she's out of the danger zone with her health. She's more open about how she eats. She's not, like, she threw out all her measuring spoons. She talks about how she would only eat 2 meals a week in front of other people. And if she had to go out more than 2 times, she would split those meals in half. Very sort of like, it's very sad to know that she was living in this like prison, you know, inside her head in many ways, but like really great to hear that she's on the up and up. I am really appreciative of her sharing this entire journey on the show very candidly. And I actually think it was like very fascinating, and I would have loved to have seen even more of it.
It was a nice story, but yeah, I don't need to see more of it. I'm one of those who's like, no, nothing real. Thank you.
Well, I know this is called The Real Housewives Camp, so naturally it's probably like, it probably hits some notes for you that, you know,
I don't need more food segments. So Andy's like, so it must have been frustrating to see Teresa fat shame Margaret, right, Jackie? And she's like, no one should fat shame anyone ever, Andy. And Jen's like, oh, come on. You tweeted something about if you watch what you eat, you won't have to get labo every week. And then we see the clip of the tweet that's like, well, if you watch what you eat, you probably wouldn't have to get lipo every week. Well, I mean, damn, that Jen is really good at regurgitating those tweets.
I thought so, too. I was like, damn, her memory is so good. Like, I can't remember things from a day ago. I'm like, she is ready for that. But she probably did her research.
She's got the memory of an elephant.
Right? And then Jen's like, you know what? Well, because Jackie said, well, I said that because you were making comments about me. So then Jen goes, it's like, well, you were talking about me. You were saying that I fell on the floor because I'm no lightweight. I'm no lightweight. And then we see a clip of like Margaret talking on like some of the after shows where she said, you know what? Like, God, she's such a lightweight. We had to peel her off the floor. And we had to peel her off the floor and she's no lightweight. You know what I'm saying? And so Jen's all upset. But Margaret's like, lightweight means you can't hold your alcohol, Jennifer.
That was not fat shaming, Jennifer, which it was. You know, it was like an obvious weight joke. And Teresa's like, yeah, well, whatever she says goes then. Whatever she says goes. And Marge is like, she fat shamed me. And it was very, very clear. Teresa's was very clear. And Teresa goes, What I say?
Yeah. Well, that my ass wouldn't jiggle in the leggings that you have. And then he goes, and also that you never miss a meal. Margaret never misses a meal. Remember when he said that? So then she goes, okay, I take that back. Sorry about that. But the leggings, I structured them so they'll make your ass look amazing, which isn't easy because it jiggles so much because it's so big, full of fat, and all the dinners you never miss, huh?
Yeah, and if you took it that way, I'm sorry.
Marge was like, I didn't take it that way. The whole world took it that way, Teresa. She's like, you know what? You ruined my night, so thanks for that. And she's like, no, you ruined your night.
You ruined your night.
No, you ruined your night.
You ruined your night.
You ruined it.
You did.
You did.
You did.
You.
You.
You did.
You did.
And he's like, Jesus Christ, please, you guys. And Teresa finally gets that this is just a parrot segment. So she goes, all right, keep it going. It's like, it takes Teresa 5 minutes to realize what's happening. So then Teresa's like, all right, fine. And Margaret's like, you know, the reunion laugh she does. And then she goes, Teresa goes, you're a digger.
Yeah. And she's like, and then.
I'm not a digger.
You are a digger.
I'm not a digger. You are. I'm not.
You're a digger.
You are. I'm not.
You're a
you
digger.
Are. I'm not.
You're a digger.
You are.
You're a digger. And then Andy goes, okay, well, we are talking about eating disorders. You're like, oh. It's like, oh, that's right. This moment of the, like, you ruined your night. You ruined your night. It's like been like the funniest thing. And it's been all over the internet for the past 2 weeks. And I never would have thought that this was right in the middle of Jackie's, like, very serious eating disorder segment. But, you know, there it is.
So she's like, well, I mean, I guess everything just comes out on your lap then, right, Margaret? And she's like, no, it comes right up on the internet, Teresa. And Andy's like, okay, we're not even talking about this right now. I mean, you understand how those comments could land poorly, Teresa. Yeah, so can fat people, am I right?
Okay, you know what? Branding 101, okay? Don't fat shame me a customer or put a whale on your leggings, okay? Branding 101.
You think you know everything!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Teresa just starts screaming, shut the fuck up, over and over again at Marge. And, it's just more Teresa. Like, this whole reunion is Teresa just screaming, shut the fuck up. Mostly at Marge. Yeah. So Andy's like, welcome back. Toe from Jam says, Jennifer, every year you get more plastic surgery. Do you think you're sending the wrong message about body positivity? How should you even be able to ask that on a Housewives show? I mean, just the asking of that question. Like, how dare you, sir? Yeah. You, this whole channel is a negative message to body positive. What the fuck are you talking about? There isn't one person on this show who doesn't look like Chuck E. Cheese at this point.
It's true. This is definitely a network that loves to glamorize every surgery, every enhancement, every vampire injection and cryo something and clamshell armpit cold hot treatment, whatever. So Jennifer's like,
listen, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling the wrong message about body positivity, mister, because I had 5 children and 18 toilets. And so I say it's solid. I think it's a solid to say that if I have a tummy tuck, I'm allowed to have a tummy tuck. And of course, I was breastfeeding children, so of course I had breast implants. I didn't know we got to smell all those stinky kids. I got to have a nose job, okay? And then I get so sad, people say chin up, so I got to get a chin implant. It all makes sense. It's all body positivity, baby.
Yeah, she left the chin part out. She's like, you know, I just don't think that's excessive, Andy. She unzips her face and, like, squeezes in a second nose. Is that a second nose on your face?
You have smelly kids and see if you ever smell the same, Andy.
So then Andy's like, well, you mentioned to me that you're quitting plastic surgery. She goes, as of right now, I mean, there's nothing left to do, Andy. I mean, I like my butt. It's big enough.
All I have left is a fourth breast. Yeah, because there's a third one on my back right now. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just move my legs around to different parts of my body. I don't know, Andy.
Yeah, it's easy to say you're quitting something when it's done, right? Like, I finish a bag of peanut M&Ms, so I'm like, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, what are you going to do now? Eat the rug? Like, you're done. It's over, okay? You didn't quit. You don't get a fucking parade for quitting peanut M&M, sir.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, Jen and Marge have fought for years, but this year, charges of hypocrisy were hypocrisy, hypocritical, and hypocrisy. I'm going to try and say it as many times as we've heard that word the first half of this season, hypocrisy. Anybody? And Jen knows that this is her segment, obviously, and so her veins start, you know, when Jen knows she's about to start fighting and her veins start popping out, she's like the Hulk. She's like a Botoxed Hulk, because you see the veins trying to pop out, but they can't, so her skin just does like a little bloop. You see something happening. I'm like, I know those are veins, but it's like three parts of the forehead just start bulging out. You know?
Yeah, it's like when the alien's about to pop out in Aliens, yeah. But never really quite gets out there. The alien's like, excuse me. Yeah. So Andy's like, so we got a lot of viewers who were so impressed with how you owned it immediately. Actually, it was just really one viewer from Beverly Hills named Misa Minna. Well, I wonder who that is.
And Jen's
well,
like,
if you're going to come for me, at least come correctly.
And Andy's like, well, was Bill mad about you not denying the affair? Or was he mad that he had to deal with it?
She's like, he wasn't mad at all. He just doesn't speak, cause that's what he does. I know him, though, and he's highly embarrassed, Andy. He feels like no words can really justify it. At this point, he just knows he's guilty as charged.
Well, Elaine from Boozler says it's extremely frustrating how you and your mother deflect from Bill's infidelity, but rather than focus on Margaret bringing it all up, he made the choice and you choose to hide it. And she goes, oh, Bill did what he did, and I was mad at him, and I forgave him. And then when she did what she did, I was mad at her, and I forgave her. See, look, I have lyrical parallelism. Something like that. Anyway, it's a process. You don't just jump to it. But nobody would have known about it without Margaret. Go get her, Teresa.
Yeah, she brought it up. She was trying to ruin everyone, yeah.
She's the bringer up. She's like the opposite of the bounty towel, all right? She's the bringer up. And Andy's like, well, you know, the rule in Housewives is if you've got something to hide, do not come on a reality show. And Jen's like, but we discussed it, and I wasn't going to forego something. I wasn't going to forego on something I wanted for a mistake he made. This was the first time I did something for me. And he was nervous, so I knew it could be a thing. But he said, if it comes up, we'll just deny, Andy. And then I said, no, I can help people. I can bring depression scratches to the world.
Yes, she's, I mean, they did kind of, it was her first season, right? When there was all, I think Margaret was the one who suggested in the first season that Bill was like up to something in the pool house, right? And they did deny it back then. So,
hey, how are the kids dealing with all this, huh?
And she's like, well, Justin had no reaction, but I know you don't care about Justin because I honestly have been on the show for about 4 or 5 years and no one even really knows who Justin is. But we didn't want to talk about it, and Gabby was heartbroken, but kids learn by example, so I just had to spend some time with her gay uncle, and she came back singing show tunes, and I was like, she's set for life. And then, I don't know, like, I just wanted to show that mommy and daddy are okay. We just suppress our memories and move forward, okay, and get chin implants. Everything's great, Andy.
So now the kids are okay. Would you call them resilient?
Oh.
So Andy's like, so, Melissa, you said in the press that infidelity is tricky. She's like, I'm Melissa, and I'm married to Joe. So, yeah. like, if I have to leave somebody for infidelity, could you imagine? Joe has probably fucked one of the little horses outside the grocery store. Like, yeah. You don't know what that guy's going to stick it in. What, are you going to leave him every time it leaves his pants?
Hey,
probably not.
By a show of hands, who thinks infidelity means the end of the marriage?
So Jackie raises her hand, but so does Teresa, which was surprising. But Teresa's like,
yeah, Teresa. Oh, yeah. Teresa, super stander upper against infidelity, as we've seen for the past decade on this show.
Yeah,
she's like, that's just my opinion. I mean, to each his own. I mean, listen, you know, like, actually, I kind of think that, like, once they're cheating, it's not so much that the marriage is over. It's more like it goes on for 6 more years and maybe each of you goes to jails and everything. And then finally it ends after that point, you know?
I'm like, remember the scene in Napa? My Cut Fitness wife over there, huh? My Cut Fitness wife.
So, Melissa, I see you're still saying Jennifer's being fake. How can you say that? This season, she's not authentic when she's been so sweet this season, and today we're seeing her true colors as being not sweet at all. I just don't get where the fakeness comes in. And Melissa's like, well, she did an article saying I'm fake. I love that the argument, especially on Jersey, I mean, it's like this really for, like, every reunion-type show, but especially on Jersey, every answer, it's like, you did something wrong. How do you feel about that? They did it first, Andy.
Yeah.
They started it. That's the biggest argument in this show.
And Melissa does that. She goes, well, I think if we roll back to the beginning, you know, it was you. I think you can both agree that it was you who started the shit between us. Is it fair to say that? Of course, Jennifer's never going to agree to that, right? And he's like, but you got, yeah, Jennifer, you called her crooked. She goes, can we talk about the crooked? Do you have a few minutes? Okay, hold on 1 second. And she pulls out these big printouts from behind the sofa. And he's like, whoa. She's, I talk fast, Andy. Don't worry. I can start my presentation right now. Okay? So look. On May 19th, I woke up looking like this, Exhibit A.
It's just like a photo of her, like, in, like,
plastic. It's like, she's like, it's just like a bruise out from gauze, you know, because she's just had face surgery. And she's like, I woke up looking like this, Andy. And Jen's like, and I had to wake up to their responses. And
Joe was saying, you go, baby. And Margaret was saying, you go, get a girl. How do you think that made me feel?
And Melissa's like, well, you're on a show called Real Housewives of New Jersey. Sorry, that's how it goes.
Yeah, which was interesting. It was sort of like a moment of like, listen, sorry, I have to start. I had to go in on you because that's part of what we have to do during the off season. Like we have to fight on social media. So Jen's like, that's fine. And so I retaliated with my post. Exhibit B, baby. And so she pulls out a shot like the Instagram post of her sitting in a chair being like, crooked, crooked, crooked. And he's like, wow, this is like a TED Talk. Wow, it's almost done. I talk really fast, mister. Real fast, mister.
They're just both so full of it. Because Jen goes, the next one is a post with my caption. And so Melissa comes to my page. And Melissa goes, well, that's the way it goes. It's called social media war. Yeah, exactly. Which is why your husband is being called a bitch boy. Because he's fighting in the social media war. Why is it okay for you to do all of this stuff? You fucking hypocrite. So she's like, but that's my response to her response. But that was a response to your response of the reunion response, which was a response to you at the reunion, which was responding to you. It's all like you started it. And she's like, well, this is my response. We all saw Crooked Family. I've got it real big. So that wouldn't have been said if this hadn't been said, okay? I was attacked, Andy. Look at my face.
He's like, they didn't attack your face.
Do you want a close up?
I will say I do think Jennifer won this one because Melissa being like, I think if you roll back, you would see that you started this. And it's like, actually, Melissa started it. And then she's like, well, it's a social media war. I mean, that part doesn't count because it was a war. Like, you're the one who's it's like,
well, Jen Melissa is saying Jen started it because Melissa made the post, but she made the post based off of what happened at the reunion because Jen was saying all this mean stuff at the reunion. But, you know, it's like this is why you can't have a you started it fight because you have to go back to the beginning of time on these shows to see who started it, you know?
Yeah, but either way, well, Melissa was making it sound like Jen said crooked in a vacuum. And she may have said in a vacuum, like an actual physical vacuum, like,
you're crooked.
But it was actually Melissa who like started with the Instagram shit. So,
she started in the venue that they're talking about. I mean, I guess it's like she started the fight at the Denny's.
Yeah.
Like the fight had been going on. It was like commenting on the reunion that was currently airing.
Whatever. Yeah. So Melissa's like, so she wants us to look at her elective surgery and feel bad, huh? And Jen goes, true, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And he's like, well, you know, they didn't actually attack your face. That was really just the people on the internet, but actually not your castmates, surprisingly enough. And she goes, I was heavily on pain meds and a lot of pain, Andy. I was. And he's like, I mean, Melissa's like, okay, you know what? I posted that because I was watching the reunion and you were rolling your eyes every time my husband and I were talking about one little thing for like 2 seconds. And you were like, you're so selfish. So now, yeah, your point comes up, which is that actually now we go back to the reunion and see that Jennifer was the asshole first there. So yeah, I don't know.
It's just like you can never, like, don't choose sides and stupid. Okay, it's all stupid. So then Andy's like, Buffalo for mozzarella is tasteless. Fight me, says Margaret. Cheating on somebody is different than being cheated on. Why would you compare your situation to being a cheater, pumpkin eater, to Jen being cheated on? And Marge is like, let me explain this, okay? You know what? She blames men. She blames women for men's behavior. So, you know what? I was the worst, but Bill was the worst as well. Okay? And Jen's like, well, I just want to be clear. When did I say that Margaret's a horrible person? I only criticized what she actually did. And Margaret's like, oh, I don't know, Jen. Okay? I'm a liar. I'm a whore. You motherfucked people. I mean, come on, Jen.
You were horrible to me with all of that stuff.
But I never said you were horrible. Just a total flagrant slut.
And so Teresa goes,
well, yeah, you know what? Jennifer's got a sharp tongue. Just like you, Margaret Joseph, spread lies around Tenafly, Margaret Joseph.
And she's like, okay. Melissa's like, okay, you know what? When you live in a glass house that you barely paid for or really didn't pay for at all, okay, with that specific subject, why hammer it down her throat that what she did with her husband, why do that? I love, of course, Melissa says, starts with a, when you live in a glass house, but doesn't finish the metaphor. It's like, get to the rock part, Melissa.
When you live in a glass house, you shouldn't have hammers down your throat. It's like, wow, thanks, Melissa. And Jen's like, a lot of people have secrets.
And she goes, yeah, but why hammer down her throat then? And she's like, because she was bragging about it. He said Joe had to wash the stench of you off his body so his wife doesn't find out.
And Margaret's like, oh my God, I cracked a joke, for Christ's sake.
Well, his kids see that.
It's like, oh my God, Jennifer, can we stop with the kids see that? Any real housewife should be fucking embarrassed to have children, okay? And I can guarantee you any child is embarrassed that they have a Real Housewives mother. Every kid is made fun of for it, and every dumb shit thing they do is made fun of at school, okay? You, like Marge says, were fall down drunk many times, telling people off, telling them to fuck off, and going online and doing all this shit. All your children are embarrassed.
Also, when we see the footage of Margaret saying that, she was not bragging about the situation. Basically, Melissa was like, the first time I had sex with Joe Gorga, there were rose petals everywhere. And Margaret's like, yeah, but the first time I had sex with Joe Bonino, he had to take a shower and said, I don't want to smell like you. My wife will find out. She was actually deprecating, like, that it was such a non-romantic, kind of, like, grimy kind of situation, right? Like, it was not her being like, I stole the man. It was not that at all. But, of course, Jennifer sees it that way.
Well, I get it. You know, like if someone's like, oh my God, my husband was married and we were cheating the whole time. So he had to take a shower to hide it from the wife. Isn't that funny? Like, I mean, I can imagine telling that to a group of married people is not going to go over that well, you know?
No, but it wasn't bragging.
At the same time, Jen, you know, is going around like, I'm sorry, I just don't relate to people who've had affairs. It's like, really? Because you relate to one like literally every night at home. You know,
yeah.
So
or
it's you're both right and you're both wrong.
She's
at
like,
the same time,
she's less offended by the person who went to jail for fraud than she is by Margaret, who just is like living her own life. So Margaret's like,
well, she wasn't affected by fraud yet.
Yeah, yet. So Margaret's basically like, listen, I cracked a joke because it was an awkward thing. I never said the word stench either, okay? I did not use the word stench, okay?
Hey, well, you say Jennifer needs to own her behavior, but haven't you also called her a concubine, her sister a mail order bride, and mocked her lip liner? And Margaret's like, yes, I did. I made very funny jokes, okay? Let's be honest. Those were all hilarious every single time I said one of those. You're welcome.
I mean, monkey's asshole, that was a classic. And I don't know if any of you have seen the bench in Tenafly Park that says, monkey's asshole, that's for you, Joe. And has a little finger pointing to heaven. You know? It was classic.
Yeah. And you know I didn't mean anything bad about it, because when I said the thing about a mail-order bride, I was holding a little baby in my hand for some reason, okay? So don't worry. It all came from a good place.
Yeah, I mean, yes, those are tasteless jokes she made. But, like, are we going to bring up every single tasteless thing? I mean, we're going to be here all day.
Well, also,
you know,
like,
what I mean? Like, how many seasons? There needs to be a rule on, like, how, like, when things expire in Housewives world.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that did expire. Apparently, Jennifer being a self-proclaimed comedian.
That's just what I am. I'm a comedian, baby. I crack jokes. You know, I'm a funny person and people just don't get the jokes, baby.
So, apparently, that career has been left by the sidelines. She's no longer in the world of comedy.
Can't compete with Joe, okay? So, Andy's like, so why do you... Oh, and Melissa's like, oh, wait, so now we're sensitive to mail order bride compared to slut, whore, and your mother is a whore? Are we all insane right now? Sweet baby Jesus! And Andy's like, well, why do you hate the woman who cheated with your husband but not your husband? Is that a fucking trick question? Why do I hate the woman who cheated with my husband? Are you fucking kidding me? I hate the woman who cheated. Well, I would hate the woman who cheated with my husband. Not that I would be with a husband or a straight one. But still, of course she's going to hate the woman who cheated with the husband. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm married to him and I stayed with him. I don't know this bitch.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
And Margaret's like, you know what? You wrote to the pharmaceutical company to get her fired. And Jennifer's like, and I'll do it again. And Margaret's like, but she could have had a family. She could have had children. You could have ruined her career. And Teresa's like,
yeah, but she was going with a married man. She was going with a married man.
I love when they like break out like the 1950s slang.
Yeah, she was going, huh? They were steady for a bit, huh?
So Margaret's like, let
me... She was sock hopping with a married man, all right?
I'm firmly Team Tree and Jen on this one. I mean, I think this is... To be like, well, that poor woman had a family. She was fucking a married guy, okay? If you're going to be fucking, look, and we've all had mistakes in our past, so I'm not like totally stoning anybody here for it. But like, look, if I'm fucking a married guy and then the wife or husband comes after me for it and tries to ruin my life, I'm not going to sit there and act shocked about it.
Yeah, but I think Margaret's ultimate point is that basically Bill continues on with like an illustrious, she's with an illustrious career, but her career not is really ruined.
Not at this point, he doesn't, you know? So, because using that argument, why is it okay for you to go after Bill and ruin, you know, his career and his life? You know, the way she's standing up for this woman who cheated. I don't know. This is iffy for me.
Well, Margaret's like, you know what? You know what? You're always saying it's the woman, that I was the worst. And Jennifer goes, it's the person. If it was a guy, I'd do the same thing. If theoretically Bill was sleeping with a man, I mean, I could never really imagine that. But if it were to happen, theoretically, I would go after him the same exact way. I would take all his Madonna and Cher CDs and burn them in a pot, baby.
All right. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm firmly not on that team. Because I think, like, she shouldn't... I don't think Marge should be, like, shamed for the rest of her life. And I don't think Jen had any right to be shaming Margaret. And I was firmly team Margaret on that whole thing. But I think the whole question of, like, why not be just as mad at the man? Like, obviously, she worked it out with a man. She wasn't married. It's like, you're not supposed to be mad at the... I don't know. I don't know why I'm so hung up on this either,
it's
really.
It's fine. It's Bravo.
I'm getting tripped up.
I will say that I do think... of course she should be mad at, like, everyone, all of the above, by the way. Be mad at both of the people who partook in this. But I think, like, I think that the lion's share of the anger should go towards the person who's in your relationship. In this case, the husband. And I think...
Yeah, I guess I just don't see why Marge doesn't see that obviously Jen is going to hate Margaret for being the other woman when Jen was the other woman. Like, it's obvious, like, no, projection of her own problems onto Margaret.
And Margaret says that later on. I mean, in like about 2 minutes, she's like, you know what? It all would have been solved if you just said I'm projecting. I think it's very clear the reason why that Jen came so hard for Margaret or all these years is because this is a very sensitive subject and she was the other woman. And so, like, of course, Jennifer would be completely triggered. And I think that's 100% understandable. But I think it sort of also goes back to what I was sort of saying during the Summer House recap, which is that ultimately it always feels like the guys get their comeuppance sort of more privately and more. It's like a different kind of comeuppance than the women get. And you know, I think that Jen has all the right in the world to be furious with someone who like was an interloper in their family, but it always feels like the more like aggressive anger goes towards the woman. And then it's always like, well, and I told him that night, like, you better, like, you know, like, you better not do this ever again. And it is, I do think that there's a double standard in the, reprimands on Bravo as far as we can see.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I think my whole thing is just like Marge always acts so surprised.
Yeah.
That, like, why would you be so offended? You know what I mean? Like, she just acts like, what? Like, what could I possibly have done here?
Well, Margaret
and
has
it's
a
like,
nuanced,
come on now.
She has a nuanced argument that's very difficult to get across, which is not that, like, I think she's saying, I'm not surprised that you're upset, but it annoys me that you're so angry at me, but not as angry at Bill. Although Jen ultimately has actually a pretty good response, which is like, I'm married to Bill. I'm married. I love him. So, like, from it's a different context. So that's understandable. But that's what Margaret is. She's not taking away Jennifer's anger. She just doesn't understand why there are like two different responses to two different cheaters.
Right. So, well, yeah.
And I think that's a hard,
you know,
argument
to make.
Like
Jen says, she's not married to Marge. She doesn't have to make an excuse for Marge.
That's right. And I think it's a hard argument to make on a reunion. It's a hard argument to make to the person who's been cheated on. And it's just a hard argument to make in general. It's like it's very easy for that argument to get misinterpreted. And we've seen Margaret just sort of like fail at making that argument.
Well, I think so. Yeah. And I think my point is just the same as it was the very first second that Margaret brought this up on TV the way that she did, bad timing, because it's just put her in a situation that's like, oh, you're using this stuff against Jen, instead of really just letting Jen be a villain and be evil and then letting it come up that way and being like, well, your husband cheated, what's the big deal? And that would have been such a big deal. But Margaret coming and still trying to fight about it, it's like, and make some like deeper point about it, it's like, you were just probably wrong for doing that. Mm-hmm. And everybody being like, but you're on TV and that's just how it happens, of course people were gonna bring up your husband's affair the second you came on this season. It's just like, oh, I mean, that just feels icky. It's like, let's just wait till the first episode and then let's just hammer her with Bill's affair. You know, it just, it comes off icky. And I wish Marge's answer was a bit more like, you know what? I had a situation where I was very angry at Jen for the way she treated me all those years, and I held this, and then I used it against her vindictively. I apologized to her for it profusely. We cried together in the coffee shop over Snickers creamer that I had to bring in my own purse. Thank you very much. And that's it. It's put to bed. I'm sorry again, Jen. That's it. But for her to turn it again into this, like, you know, it's the woman versus the man and this and that. It's like, no, you just shouldn't have done that, you know? But that's kind of the New Jersey way, right? It's like, you started it.
Yeah.
You started it.
So ultimately, they wind up just like going after each other. And Margaret's like, you know what? We should have said, you should have said years ago, and we could have bonded. We could have been so perfect. You should have said, Margaret, I am projecting, which I don't know. I don't know if Jennifer's like, I didn't know you. I don't know if Jennifer's obligated just to like declare that. Like, Margaret, in Margaret's mind, she's like, if you got some shit in your past, get ahead of it. So that way it doesn't have to bother you. And I think she gets frustrated when people don't do that. And then it turns into a thing and then they all have to deal with it. And she's like, why don't people do what I do and just get ahead of it? So I think she gets frustrated when people don't do that. But that's ultimately, it's up to the person. It's not up to Margaret. And then they just start all yelling at each other. They just start like all screaming about the situation. And Margaret's like, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And Annie's like, stop, 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 stop. And Jen's like, I said one little thing, and really, because Jen, by the way, keeps on minimizing the fact that she was actually really rude to Margaret. She was like, you stupid slut skank. Like raccoon face.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what's annoying me about it, is that Marge came into this season as the clear hero, right? Because Jen was just like, there was no doubt that Jen was just the monster this whole time before. Like, Jen has been vile to Margaret. She's been vile to her the whole time she's been on here. She's been judging her for her past mistake and throwing it in her face and doing all of this and, like, trying to make her feel shame as much as, I mean, even making her mother feel shame as much as possible. Jen was clearly the villain, but you see how everything's been muddied now because of how she did it. It's like, it's just sucks because now Marge ends up being kind of a villain at the end of this only because of timing. Yeah. Fucking Jen. I mean, fucking, yeah, they show that clip and she's like, she said he had to watch the stench off of her. She's like, how dare you? It's like, but we've all said things on the after show. And Marge is like, but that's a sick fucking thing right there. And then Andy stands up and screams, shut up, you're all talking. And loses his shit.
And that was where the second episode left off. So you guys, thank you so much for being here and for watching our recap. We'll have another Crappens on Demand tomorrow or whenever we air our recap of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere. So keep an eye out for that. That's this one and all of them are on patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Thank you so much for being here. Would love to hear everyone's thoughts on this very essential issue about Margaret versus Jennifer. Thanks all
that we've never talked about before. Totally new combo, guys.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. We'll talk to you on the next one. Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels, Dana C,
Dana Do,
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.